As the children were up here in front of the sanctuary today, you can be sure they know we're in December, and at the end of December is Christmas. And maybe your experience is like mine, that they're eager and excited for Christmas to come. They wish it was today or maybe tomorrow. And many of us are kind of saying, we wish we had another month to get ready, or two. This year, Thanksgiving, the closest it ever is to Christmas Day in our calendar. And so we only have 4 weeks to do all the preparations and stuff for Christmas. And yet, it's hard to wait. It's hard to wait. Because part of our faith is waiting for help from God and waiting for answers from God. And sometimes waiting for answered prayers that we've prayed 100 times. It's hard to wait. Titus 2. Starting at verse 11. I believe you'll find it on page 1859. Yes. The Apostle Paul, writing to Titus, a young pastor, is talking about bringing the witness of the word, being a missionary for the gospel. Titus 2, starting at verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify us for himself as a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christmas is a wonderful time of year. Kind of a uniqueness of Christmas with all of the beautiful decorations, with the lights. Yesterday we were out in our yard putting a few lights on the bushes and so on as well to brighten the neighborhood. We had to keep up with the neighbors, you know how that goes. We didn't do a lot, but a little bit. But there are so many things that are special about Christmas. No other time of the year do we do such decorations. No other time do we plan special get-togethers and parties and activities. No other time in the season do we sing so many beautiful songs. Do we enjoy such an awesome and a wonderful and miraculous story. It's a beautiful time of year, and the spirit of Christmas is of hope and of joy and of peace and of love. And sometimes in that spirit of Christmas, it brings out some of the difficulties that we're facing, or the struggles where maybe things have been tough this year, or maybe there's a burden in our own hearts that's hard to get by. But Christmas is a time to relax, although there are lots to do. Christmas is a time to refresh and renew our hearts. Christmas is a wonderful time of year. It's the Advent season, and in worship today, we lit the Advent candle. And the idea, the meaning, and the expression of Advent itself is waiting. Waiting for Christmas Day. Sunday by Sunday, lighting candle after candle, anticipation and hope. Today we only have one candle, and in the weeks to come, one after another. Waiting for the Lord in anticipation and hope. Psalm 27 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage as you wait for the Lord. Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. It is told that in ancient Israel, near the time of the New Testament, that people often were looking in anticipation. And as they struggled with the rule of the Greeks and then the Romans, and with poverty, and as they struggled with hunger and fear, and the Roman armies in their city and its control, they would say to each other, "When Messiah comes, when Messiah comes, he's going to straighten out this mess. When Messiah comes, he's going to bring us hope. When Messiah comes, he's going to set our people free. When Messiah comes, we'll have blessing and prosperity, food in abundance, and there'll be no hunger, and our people will be happy. We'll rejoice and sing and dance, because when Messiah comes, he's going to straighten everything out. He's going to be our great king. He'll be the Prince of Peace. He'll bring us hope and joy forever. When Messiah comes, God will be with us. God will be close by. He will be our Savior and King." Waiting for the Messiah. In the Gospel story in Luke chapter 1, Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and they were both in pregnancy. I guess you can say pregnant in the church today, can't you? Years ago in a church, we had a nurse in our church, and the kids were reading the story from the New Living Bible or one of the translations, and one of the kids read, and Mary was pregnant. She said, "You can't say that in church, you know." She was a nurse, and she said, "Well, what should I say?" She said, "She was great with child." So Elizabeth and Mary were great with child, okay? And part of the whole idea there of the joy on their face, the miracle for Elizabeth, it was an amazing miracle because she was considered to be barren, unable to have children until the Lord opened her womb. And for Mary, it was a miracle because she had no husband. She and Joseph were betrothed but had not been together. And for both of them, they were waiting for miracle babies. And man, you and I, we just don't understand what pregnancy is all about. Can I get an amen from somebody out there? Right? But the idea there of waiting and hope and anticipation till life comes, to a new miracle of a birth, till a baby is born. And so Elizabeth and Mary rejoiced. And you know the miracle of the Bible even there. While pregnant, John in Elizabeth's womb leaps when Mary with Jesus comes to visit. The birth of a baby changes your whole world. It brings a new love and joy into your home. Life itself, any child born is a miracle of new life. And we look at them and sometimes we count their fingers and toes and listen to their cry. And there's such a sense of awesome, beautiful life in this little tiny infant child, waiting for its cry, eager to care. When Jesus was born, the Bible says, in the temple in Jerusalem, Simeon was waiting. He was a righteous and a devout man. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, Luke 2:25. He was waiting because God revealed to them that before his life was over, he would meet the Messiah. Waiting for the Messiah. And the New Testament begins with the news and the announcement and the hope that the Messiah would come. Christmas is hope fulfilled. Christmas is the joy and the blessing as Joseph and Mary welcomed the little baby laid in a manger. And you can imagine there's such a contrast in the Christmas story between the awe and the beauty and the holiness of this moment and also the the sadness and the frustration. Do you think that Mary ever really dreamed that she would have her first baby and lay him in the straw of a barn? My mom used to say I was born in a barn, but I don't know quite what she meant by that, but I said, "Mom, that was your choice, not mine." You know? But then when I became a wise guy, I'd say, "So was my Savior born in a barn." Yeah? And so the Christmas story has so many spiritual, special, miraculous moments in it. And hope is fulfilled, and the shepherds come running to see and worship, and the wise men follow the star in the sky, and they upset all Jerusalem and Herod's palace when they come looking for the new king of Israel. And they come and bow at the place where the child was, and they worship and offer those awesome gifts to worship the baby Jesus. Christmas is a hope fulfilled. And for us, the joy and the hope is so meaningful because it's not just a nice holiday with a sympathetic story, but it's the story of our Savior come to us, of God with us, of Emmanuel, of God nearby, of Christ our Savior in human form. And we know all of the story about the New Testament and the life and the blessing of Christmas. We are eager for Christmas Day. We are eager for Christmas Day, but there's so much to do to prepare. Decorate and shopping, baking and cooking, love that done. Singing beautiful songs of praise. The programs that we always love, the children's Christmas programs and all of the joy and the wonder in their faces. Telling the Christmas story, maybe sitting around the table or in the living room at home reading Luke 2, or children in school learning and memorizing Luke 2. It came to pass in those days, and thinking about our hopes fulfilled, about Christ coming. O little town of Bethlehem, the hopes and dreams of all the years are met in thee tonight. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Silent night, Jesus the Messiah, Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. And yet with the Messiah coming, with Christ's birth, so many good things about hope and peace, of joy and comfort that get to the very heart of our lives. And so through Jesus Christ, believing and accepting Him, John says, as many as received Him, who believed on His name, He gave them the right also to be children of God, born of God's Spirit. And so when we accept Jesus as our Savior, when He's born in our hearts and lives, He brings us hope and peace with God. No matter what the circumstances of our lives, He brings us a love that can never, as Paul says in Romans 8, can never be taken away. Nothing in heaven or hell, nothing in all creation, no angels or demons or power of life and death will ever take away God's love from us. And so Christmas has so much good things in it, and we are eager to share and remember the comfort and joy, the peace and the hope of Christmas Day. And yet, Christmas is unfinished. Christmas is unfinished. There's so much trouble. You can ooh and ah at that little baby with hands folded there, thinking about Christmas. He came to be the Prince of Peace. Do we live in a world of peace? There are wars and continued wars and struggles and battles. He came to bring saving grace, and yet there is so much hatred and hurt and darkness and evil in the world around us. He came to bring everlasting life, and yet we are saddened to go to funeral homes and to gravesides, and we think about so many who are dying without Christ, without hope, without faith, without forgiveness. He came to be Emmanuel, God with us, and yet so many times we feel God is far away, and we're reaching out to Him, or we're turning away from Him and pursuing other dreams and not being close to and walking near our God. Christmas is unfinished. It's so hard to wait. It seems the Christmas miracle was such a wonderful thing, and yet we need so much more. We need the fulfillment of the gospel. We need the return of Christ. We need the hope. We want to love and serve God, but we need Him more than ever. And so there are moments in our lives when, like many Christian saints throughout the centuries, we say, I'm waiting, but I wish Jesus would come. I wish Jesus would come when tornadoes go through Washington, Illinois, and bulldoze neighborhoods and leave people with nothing. We need Jesus to come when the shootings take place in schools or in public buildings and innocent folks lose their lives to violence. We need Jesus to come when there are bombings in Boston or Afghanistan, and we need His help and His presence to come to us and to be with us, because the world is so broken and unfinished and sad and incomplete. We need Jesus to come. I wish Jesus would come so that starving children would be fed, the homeless would have a place of warm and shelter. I wish Jesus would come so that we could once for sure have peace and security. I wish Jesus would come because so many things in the world are hostile to God and ungodly and shameful and broken, and we need His help to overcome and right all the wrongs and bring justice and peace to the world forever. It's hard to wait. It's so hard to wait for the blessing and the miracle of Christmas to be made complete. While we're waiting for Christmas, we are hoping for good things, for God's grace and His blessing. We are praying, Lord Jesus, come to our world. Come in your fullness. We need you as much today as they did in Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Nazareth 2,000 years ago. Preparing. The writer to Titus, Paul, writes and says these words. He says, God's grace brings salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, live self-right, upright, self-controlled, godly lives in this world while we're here, to be godly in faith. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, we are waiting for the blessed appearing of Jesus our Savior, who will complete our redemption and purify us for Himself and bring fulfillment of all the hopes and dreams of our world. We are praising, thanking God, but also in our worship and in our praising, we are hoping for Jesus to return. We are eager for Jesus' return. Eager for Jesus' return. I trust you can see that well enough. Obviously, it's not a photograph, but an artist's drawing. And it reminds us that Jesus said, I'm going to come again with the glory of heaven's angels. Christmas is not yet complete. We've got a long way to go. God is patient. And we wait patiently, but with an eager anticipation for the Lord Jesus to come. In the book of Revelation in chapter 21 and 22 says, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And Jesus says, I'm coming soon. And we are eager to have Jesus come into our world today to help us in our current life, in our current situation. And we're eager in anticipation and hopeful for Him to come back for the second coming. Several years ago, we were living in Southern California, and we went to the glory of Christmas at the Crystal Cathedral. You're probably familiar enough with what that means, right? And I was kind of fascinated the first time we went, because in that beautiful cathedral, in a place of worship, and I'd heard that they were going to have angels flying in the sky there. And they did, you know, with all the effects that you can have in theater of. And I think they probably do that at Family Christian Center or some other places around here too. And so when they got to that part about the shepherds on the hillside, and all of a sudden there were the angels on the travelers soaring back, and there were about 6 or 8 angels flying with white robes above us on wires hanging from the ceiling, right? And at first I was kind of looking and saying, I do have a bit of a skeptic in me. But then after I thought, yeah, the angels were real. The angels were real. And it opened my eyes a little bit more to what the shepherds must have seen the first time Jesus came. And in my mind, I always kind of thought that was a nice chorus of angels, maybe 20 or 30 of them, singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. But then when I read the Christmas story over, what does it say? Suddenly there was with the angel 12 or 14 angels flying around, right? Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, blessings, goodwill from God to those on whom His favor rests. And the Bible talks about that in the Old Testament, and the New Testament talks about the return of Christ with thousands upon thousands of angels coming in praise and glory to Him. Let me read a couple of scriptures for you. Jesus said, the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with all His angels, and He will reward each person according to what he or she has done. In Matthew 16. Matthew 23. The Son of Man is coming in the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send His angels to gather His elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Jude, verse 14. Behold, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones to judge the world and bring the world to Himself. Jesus is coming in glory. It's hard to wait. There are some days when things have been going pretty good and we're pretty comfortable. We really don't have a lot of reasons to complain, but we like to anyhow. But when God's blessing is there, we say, Lord Jesus, come, but just wait a while. I'm doing okay right now, you know. I've got so many plans. Don't hurry right now, Lord Jesus. But then when there's tragedy, earthquake, hurricane, tornadoes, shootings, violence in the street, death of a near one, a loved one, and we say, Lord Jesus, please come. Please come. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Because this world has got some beauty, and You're good, Lord, and we thank You for all Your blessings, but we need so much more, and the stain of sin and the violence and the darkness is still all around. The point I want to make today, to make it very simple, is it's hard to wait. We've been blessed by God, Emmanuel, God with us, but we're waiting for a time when all of the blessings of Christmas will be fulfilled. And God's glory will fill the earth so much that there will be no darkness anymore, no sin, no violence, no corruption, no abuse, no hunger, no famine, no death by storms or earthquakes or anything else. And God's grace and His peace will be all, with all His people. We will be at home with God. We will be safe in Him. There will be no more sadness or suffering or mourning or pain. So this season, as we're lighting the candles of Advent, waiting for His coming, we're not only looking back to the time when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The glory of that day is an awesome thing, and yet there's so much is still unfinished. And we're waiting for the time when Christ will come. Salvation will be complete. Emmanuel, God, will be with us forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. He shall reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Dear Jesus, precious Savior, You know how deep is our need. You have blessed us so much. You've given us grace and mercy and peace through sending us and coming to be our Savior. And yet, Lord, we need Your mercy to be complete. We need your kingdom to come, to put an end to suffering and sadness and darkness and sin, and bring joy and peace and hope. Coming with the angels and the clouds of heaven so that every eye will see you, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord Jesus, we are waiting for you to come in patience and hope and love and anticipation. In your blessed name, amen. We're going to join a song while we are waiting. Come.